KSRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden's final major international summits are likely different than he first envisioned, as correspondent David Biller reports.
It had been possible that U.S. President Joe Biden would arrive to the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum this week, projecting confidence and pledging cooperation of his successor to eager Latin American partners. But Donald Trump's election victory and the renewed prospect of his America First doctrine hamper Biden's ability to reinforce the United States' profile in South America. That leaves China and its leader, Xi Jinping, to claim the limelight in America's proverbial backyard.
President Biden beginning a six-day visit to Peru and Brazil for the final major international summits of his presidency. The president will make stops in the Amazon rainforest and at the Group of 20 Leaders Summit in Brazil. Also at SRNnews.com, Alina Haba, a lawyer for a top aide to President-elect Trump, says she is out of the running to become his White House press secretary.
Haba wrote on the social media platform X early Thursday morning, quote, "While I am flattered by the support and speculation, the role of press secretary is not a role I am considering. Although I love screaming from a podium, I will be better served in other capacities. This administration is going to be epic. So proud of the Trump team, the latest appointments, and 47. Haba earlier this week was asked during an interview about a report suggesting she was a front runner for the position. Other potential picks include Caroline Leavitt, Stephen Chung, Scott Jennings, and Jason Miller. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Wholesale prices in the United States rose last month, remaining low, but suggesting the American economy has yet to completely vanquish inflationary pressure. The producer price index rose 0.2% from September to October. That's up from a 0.1% gain the month before. The Dow dropping 103 points, and the NASDAQ composite is down 62. This is SRN News. America's moms and dads swung hard to Donald Trump on Election Day.
Exit polls show that parents with kids under the age of 18 switched parties this time around. President Trump won 46% of them in 2020, but this time took 53%, a 7% increase. There were a lot of issues at play, but some analysts point to Kamala Harris's support for transgenderism, which is becoming a major problem in public schools. In many places, teachers are introducing transgenderism to small children, and boys are playing on girls' sports teams. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Among several blocks of religious voters, Donald Trump fared roughly as well in his battle with Kamala Harris as he did in his fight with Joe Biden 4 years ago. One notable difference, according to AP Votecast, in 2020, the Catholic electorate was almost evenly split. This year, 54% of Catholic voters supported Mr. Trump and 44% backed Harris. This is SRN News. In health news, researchers say cases of diabetes worldwide have doubled from 7 to 14% since 1990.
Researchers found that while diabetes case numbers have exploded, treatment rates have stagnated, and almost half of those with the condition are living with it untreated. The studies also outlined widening global inequalities, saying more prevention as well as detection is needed in low and middle income countries. Lack of treatment can lead to amputations, heart disease, kidney damage, vision loss, and premature death.
BBC correspondent Stephanie Prentice. The flurry of contract agreements announced early this fall offer evidence that major railroads and their unions are working to avoid the standoffs that led them to a brink of a national strike 2 years ago. The industry has made strides by offering most workers paid sick time and better schedules. More details at SRNnews.com.